It's time for our Tibbetts talk, and things starting to ramp up at the Tibbetts a bit here. With they did an online event with Jeff Daniels a couple of weeks ago. There's another live stream tribute band that Tibbetts is going to be tied into on October 17th, the Moody Blues tribute band. This is going to be very cool, and you can get more information on the Tibbetts website about that. The drummer, actually, from the original Moody Blues is part of this, so Gordon Marshall, and we're going to talk to him, I think, next week as well. So that's ramping up, getting ready for the auction coming up. Of course, that'll be a live stream on that November 7th as well. But during this downtime, obviously, the Tibbetts has had to still pay bills, had to keep the building open, heat and cool, the whole thing as they go. And that's kind of where they came up with this board challenge to raise some money to kind of cover a month worth of expenses. Rick Merrill, who's the chair of the Tibbetts board, in the studio with us this morning. Have you guys been kind of blown away by the support so far of people stepping up and helping out with this?
It's been a great response, Ken. Can't say enough about how this community always steps up in times of need. So many different people, and we've been surprised by a couple groups coming in and saying, you get this and we'll match it even more. Okay. So it's been a great response.
Well, in a little different in as far as the fundraising goes, because the board put their money where their mouth was on this one too, to step up themselves.
It was a couple months ago, you know, it was one of those situations where we're all shut down. We had thankfully had a good response to Summer Theater. We had to adapt quite a bit, a smaller cast, different plays, but and different venue.
Mm-hmm. The bars,
great place, but we realized that if we continue in this shutdown mode, we were going to need to provide some help. So as a result, we were able to come up with this board challenge, and everyone bought into it. It's been a great response.
So give us the numbers as far as what you guys were looking for within this board challenge when you set it up.
Well, initially we were looking to at least cover 1 month of operating expense. And of course, as I mentioned, some other groups have come in and challenged the public too, and added to our challenge. So we'll have a little bit over a month of operating expense, which goes a long way. It allows us to keep the employees working on our new future schedule, working on the Summer Theater for next year. Mm-hmm. We're already working on all those, and now with the somewhat relaxation of the theater capacity, we can bring people into the theater, but to a limited extent, but we still have to schedule events, and we have to go out and look for those because there are not that many available right now.
Yeah, well, again, you're going to have to take extra protocols when you do the events, even like with Monster Fest coming up at the end of the month as well. So again, it's not that you just shut the doors and then reopen whenever there's another event that you want to do. There's a lot that goes into it behind the scenes as well to keep everything running. Even mortgage payments, you know, so you've got that too. So if folks still want to make a donation to this, what's the best way they can do that?
Go directly to the Tibbetts.org, and you'll see a donation button, or contact any of us. I'll be glad to take your money.
All right. And this will run through the end of the month?
End of the month is our hope, and I fully expect that we'll reach that match, and the board will have to ante up if you haven't already.
Okay. And I'm sure they'll be happy to at that point to know that the community has matched that.
So, most definitely.
Yeah. And then, of course, you got the big auction coming up on November 7th. I know you and Kathy are a huge part of that from the donations you guys make food-wise to the auction too, right?
We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a 5-day event, if you will. Hired a company to do some online auctioning, which will be great. They can control it. Kathy and I, as you mentioned, we're going to offer the prime rib dinner, the small plate, the cooking class, and then we've partnered up with Twin Bandits, two bandits out of Hicksville.
Which is coming to Coldwater.
And that's going to be a great event at our place.
All right. The total goal on the board challenge, 17,000. Is that what you guys?
17,000 is what we're aiming for right now.
All right. So looking for $8,500 match from the board itself against the general public. So okay, great stuff. Rick, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Rick Merrill, he's the chair of the board for the Tibbetts Opera Foundation with us this morning on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.